I'm Tristan Mueller. I put this presentation together with some help from Peter and Darren Mueller, Peter Caverga. I'll be talking about on-farm trials, comparing that to small plot experiments, comparing a couple data sets as well as doing some further analysis on the two different methodologies for testing different products and practices. So it's kind of an overview of what I'll be talking on. First, I'll be looking at two different data sets. One is Clariva seed treatment trials. One data set is with Iowa State University, working with Greg Tilka at Iowa State. And the other is, and then we have the on-farm network trials that I have. And then the soybean fungicide trials, Darren Mueller at Iowa State provided the results from Iowa State, and then the on-farm trials. So we'll just do a overall comparison of the two data sets. And then we're going to take one data set from the fungicide trials, look at one product, and do a further analysis, looking at variance component analysis on random yield variation, and then taking that next step and do a power analysis, looking at what's the optimal locations, replications, and years that it takes to get certain yield responses in future years. So this is two pictures. This really summarizes most of my presentation. The picture on the left shows a replicated strip trial. This is a fungicide trial. It's a two-treatment trial with and without a fungicide. And you can see how much variation there is throughout that field. You have a wet hole up in the far left corner. You have some waterways working through the bottom right. But on-farm trials don't skip any part of the field. They cover the whole field, and we can then analyze it accordingly. Typically, we have a little bit more replications than what a small plot would have. And then contrast with what's over on the right-hand side. This is an Iowa State University research site, a lot of small plots. Look at how many experiments you can do in a small area. There's a lot of different treatments going on, a lot of different variables that they're testing in a very small area. So two different methodologies with two very different purposes. Sometimes they have the same outcome, and I'll show that throughout the presentation. So this is the data set for the Clariva seed treatment. It's a nematicidal seed treatment that we've been testing from 2004 to 2016. For 2 years of data, 14 and 15, looking at the yield response in 14, we had very similar yield responses. 15, and we had, again, actually a slight negative yield response, but within a half bushel both years for the two different methodologies. And then looking at SCN reduction, we use slightly different methodologies to collect soil samples and do the analysis with the two different systems, but our outcomes were very, very similar in both years, looking at about a 40 to 50% reduction in SCN numbers in the two different systems. Switching over to fungicides, we had both Iowa State and Iowa Soybean Association have been doing fungicide trials for close to 10 years. Looking back at both data sets, 2008 to 2011, we actually had pretty consistent yield responses from 2 to 3.5 bushels per acre. And so I just pulled those together. But very similar yield responses year to year. 2012 was drier. Had a lesser yield response in both systems. 13 was dry late in the summer, and again, we had pretty low yield responses. 2014, we had a little bit difference, but still about a bushel. And then 15, we were very similar again, where we had a little bit more moisture and a little bit higher yield responses in the previous couple of years. So we took this data set, and then we looked specifically at just headline trials. We picked 2008 and 2009 because we had a good data set for both for that specific project and for Iowa State and for the on-farm network at Iowa Soybean Association. So this is a map of where The green stars are where the research firms are, so they're consistent. They have the trials there every single year, and they didn't deviate from that. For the on-farm trials, 2008 is in red, and 2009 is in blue, so it's more scattered in our trials. So they weren't always in the same spot. It's more of a whatever farmers we were working with at the time did the trials. So it's a different approach to doing this. So looking at the yield response for the headline trials, we had 2.8 bushels per acre in the on-farm trials. And then looking at the variance, the rep variance and the residual noise was pretty low, and the trial-by-year variance was actually higher, pretty high, so that we weren't getting the exact same yield response in both years. Comparing that to the ISA, or Iowa State data, the small plot, the rep and residual noise variation was quite a bit higher, the variance, but the year-to-year variance was a little bit lower. So there's almost double the noise that was going on in the small plot data compared to the on-farm data. So we then did a power analysis looking at what yield levels, taking yield levels that we wanted to be able to see from a fungicide trial. It'd be nice to detect a half bushel or a bushel yield difference spraying a fungicide, because a lot of times it's in that 1 to 2 bushels response. So looking at the two different data sets, the on-farm data could detect, and I'm sorry it's kind of small up there, but the black circles represent 1 bushel per acre, and the stars represent a half bushel per acre. So all other factors were held constant. So looking at number of replications for the power analysis, we held locations constant and years constant. And the numbers for those are based on the number of trials that are normally had for both the systems. For the small plot experiments, the triangles represent 1 bushel, and the open circles are 2 bushels per acre. So we needed 5 replications to be able to detect 2 bushels, whereas in the on-farm trials, we only needed 5 replications to detect 1 bushel. Similar with a number of trials, a lot more trials were needed to detect 1 bushel or 2 bushels with the small plot data compared to on-farm data. We needed fewer trials to detect even 1 bushel. So it's really coming back to how much residual noise is happening in the small plot compared to the on-farm trials. And then for the number of years, looking at the bottom graphic, again, we can detect 1 bushel per acre with a small plot with 3 years of data, holding the other variables constant, reps and location. And Iowa State small plot data we could only detect a 2 bushel difference. So very consistently across the analysis with how much variation there was in the small plot, we just needed a lot more locations, trials, and replications to be able to detect the yield response that you'd need for a fungicide trial. So I'm going to compare and contrast just all of this data. There's advantages for both systems. So some of the advantages for the on-farm network type trials, on-farm strip trials, is first the farmers get first-hand experience looking at these products. So they get experience, they can adopt a change in their practice if they see some advantages with it. So secondly, you can do a spatial analysis. Think back to that picture of the whole field. You can do a lot of spatial analysis in a large plot situation compared to a small plot where they're trying to keep variation out of the picture. In my experience, it's been a lot easier to get locations with on-farm research. It's not unusual for us to get 15 or 20 even 30 trials for a specific type of trial, whereas usually universities are pretty set to their few research stations across the state. From the analysis we did, one big advantage with on-farm trials is that there's a lot less variability within the trials. Which leads to needing fewer trials to determine a significant difference in a product. So we could detect smaller differences in the on-farm trials. We needed fewer trials, years and replications to detect that difference and draw conclusions on if a product works. So looking at small plot trials, then, like looking back at that list, then why would we do small plot trial research? Well, it's much, much easier to do many treatments at a location as to all the rates and the timings and the different products that are out in the market in the on-farm replicated strip trial format, just because there's just too many treatments and too many variables to test. Cost of treatments is typically lower. If we do a whole field like that, you're talking a couple $1,000s in product, we have aerial imagery, we have a lot of costs that it's expensive to do on-farm research compared to doing a very small plot, the per treatment cost. One big advantage also is you can collect a lot more in-field data easier with the small plot work. We have interns and our staff go out and put many, many miles in, walking across the fields collecting relevant data. Whereas small plot, you can just go plot to plot and you can get out there more timely. And you just have a lot more control over how the trial is set up and done. When you rely on a farmer to do research, things happen. They don't apply a fungicide when they're supposed to, or they harvest the field at an angle with soybeans quite often, or a lot of different factors that the yield monitor crashes. Those can happen in a small plot, but are just less likely. So the risks are a little bit higher having the on-farm research compared to the small plot. So with that, I can take any questions. Yes.
Basically, your residual error that is screwing up your small plots.
Yeah.
My experience is with pathogens, especially foliar pathogens, plot size has a lot to do with how well a disease gets established. In other words, your residual error goes to hell if all plots aren't big enough.
Yes. So we have done this with some others. We didn't have a complete analysis done for this talk, but yes, we've looked at it. And pretty consistently, the small plot has had a lot more variation for the Clariva for a lot of different data sets we've looked at compared to the on-farm.
But that's a large divergence from the literature. Most of the literature on on-farm research will argue that the power can only get the same if you are at 1.5 to 2.5 times.
We've only looked at three data sets, and they've all agreed with this analysis. Like, they've all been consistent with so far. So, yep. Yep. So we have a standard process where we use aerial imagery for quality control. We make sure that this is the same hybrid, same variety, and then we go through, and if there's a man-made problem, we'll take out that rep. But so yeah, we use yield monitor data like Tom does, and we'll modify the map to make sure that we're getting all good yield points. One more? Okay, sorry.
Thank you, Tristan. Yep. Thank you. Just give a nice hand. Thank you. Good job.